This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
What's up, baby?
We in here, come on, man.
Let's go.
First time this.
For the first dub of the year, it's that man Denzel Joy.
Wait a minute!
I do not know what Sacktown brings. When on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound.
Rebound.
It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now.
Like the beam, baby. We going one verse. Not because we not celebrating victories, but because we got another game tonight.
That's right. Get back to work.
We're going one verse as them boys head out to Utah to take on the Jazz. We'll talk about that game later. We'll talk about the upcoming stretch here just a little bit. But Kings got the dub. Everybody take a breather. And we welcome you in here to the Tuesday, October 29th edition of D-Lo and KC. It is Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday.
All right, I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
The worst slums of Sacramento as the Kings get the victory last night. First win of the season. A wire-to-wire victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. 111-98. A game where the Sacramento Kings led by 26. Got a little dicey at a couple of moments.
Yeah.
But the Kings got the job done.
Handle business last night. I was watching that game and I was wondering, is that game much different than what normal good teams go through against a team like Portland, right? Like, I'm sure a lot of people were watching.
You mean the ups
game.
And downs?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were watching that game, and when it got to one halfway through the second quarter, oh my gosh, they're so unserious. Kings. It's a basketball game. Like, they got some talented players over there. They're going to make some shots. It happens. But I wonder if, like, we look at that stuff as, no, they're just not serious. They're not taking care of business. Kings turned it up when they needed to in that third quarter, separated, and the game fell, you know, how it normally falls, 15-17 point win or something like that. That was a professional good team win last night from the Kings. I don't know about anybody else, but it was one of those things where I never seriously thought they were in danger.
Yeah.
Because they were the better team.
I'm with you on that one. It just felt like runs were happening, things were happening. It didn't feel like that was a big deal. I never felt like the Kings were going to lose that game. Admittedly, that happened several times last year, and they lost. So what the hell do I know? But I was feeling good about the way that they were playing, and obviously the fact that they were up at 26. Like, it's – I don't know, and that's the difficult part about, you know, what we do. Like, we've got 4 hours here. Not that we have to talk about the Kings for 4 hours, but people are here to hear about their team getting the win last night. And you search for stories, like you knew the score last night. Mm-hmm. You watched the game. You know De'Aaron was good. Don't mind. You knew all of that. But what's like the story of this game? I don't know that there is one. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of tough part is you saw what you really hoped that you would. You're facing opponents the caliber of Portland coming up, mm-hmm. right? You're facing a bunch of teams who are probably in the, so-called same tier as the Portland Trailblazers. And I think a lot of what we saw, the number one thing that stands out to me that we'll talk about throughout the day is the minute distribution. But part of the reason the minute distribution was what it was because they had a 26-point lead. Mm-hmm. He stayed with his main guys, though Jordan McLaughlin had already gotten a little bit of run. And we saw Keon Ellis enter the game pretty early. Keon, his DMP CD was addressed by Mike Brown before the game, and he talked about the size of L.A., talked about wanting to run Jordan because he hadn't run Jordan the game before, and pretty much called Keon a situational player moving forward, which I thought was interesting. There's probably some things to talk about there, but when you said it, a professional, a good team victory, like that's what that was, man, I'll take that. They did a lot of really, really good things. It might be dumb to point out at this point of the season, but like they're shooting free throws really well.
That's what really stands out to me now.
Remember how bad they were last year from the free throw line.
Complained about it all season. Well, if you hit your free throws this game, you had six more free throws, maybe you would have won, blah, blah, blah. It's now they're doing it.
And it wasn't just us. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just Kings fans. They did it. Mm-hmm. Like, they did it at the podium. So, to be three games in, and I think number one in the league?
Number one in percentage, I think number six in attempts.
Come on, man.
That's
big time.
Captain Obvious here, but I'd take that for the rest of the year. Like,
wow. Boy.
It's just in.
Look at that. Spends one afternoon with Jason Verrett, and this guy knows all. Man.
This guy's going places, let me tell you.
Man, he is. Holy cow.
Look, number one in percentage.
Trent Dilfer over here.
Number one in percentage, obviously. The number six in attempts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking. That's what they, are really looking at. It's like, man,
it's too late. We got our jokes off already. So,
you get into the line.
Yeah.
At a consistent rate like that, hell, I'd take number five in percentage. If you could get, top six in attempts, like I'll take that. You ain't got to be number one.
Yeah, I think we got 25, and was it 35?
Yeah, one of them was 35.
35, yeah, 25, 25, and 35.
And what's the percentages? It's like 85,
I think it's 86. Oh, I'm sorry, as on the season.
Because last night they were 90.
On the season, it's like 86 if you round up.
Yeah, 80 against the Timberwolves.
88 against the Lakers.
Yep.
And 90 last night.
Yep, 92. Mm. 23 to 25.
Make your free throws.
DeMar, man, this is, I don't know. I mean, DeMar had 10.
He had 10 like, in the first half.
This dude.
I think in the first half.
I say this, I've said this since game one, DeMar is as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He was 9 of 10 in the first half from the free throw line.
Come on, man. Come on. That's
really, really mailed it in that second half. Jeez.
I just one of the things I'm taking away from this game and just seeing this team is I think they're going to score at a easier, higher rate as the season goes along. Right now, I said it yesterday. They're going to get a filling out process of about 10, 12 games. Before they feel real comfortable and confident. I think whatever they are right now, I don't know what the percentage is, but whatever it is right now, I'd put 3 points on that when they start cooking as far as, like, points per game.
Oh, got you.
I'd put 3 points on that.
Well, funny enough, the game that they lost was the one that they scored the least in.
Scored the most or least?
Least. They scored the game that they won.
Oh, I thought you. I'm sorry.
Was this game that they scored the least? Yeah, they scored 111 yesterday. They scored 115 and 127 in the other two.
Yeah, I
thought last night. I thought they were actually really good defensively. solid defensively?
That's hard to tell.
I mean, Herter was blocking shots. Herter, Kavon Mutombo out there.
You give up less than 100, you could say you played well that night.
I think so. Yeah, like
The only reason I hesitate is Portland is awful.
I don't think they're awful. I don't think they're good.
And with no shading out there either.
Yeah, that's the killer.
How many times have we seen the Kings in past seasons like let people like that light them up, though?
Yeah, what was like that? What was the guy? Do we remember the guy last year from Portland that was like NAIA All-Star and had like 30 on the Kings? I forgot his name. But the one that they lost in Portland, he was just he was akin to the type of guys they had on the floor last night, and he went off for like 30. Skylar Mays, I think that's who. Duop, that's who y'all talking about. Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of. That dude played like a minute yesterday.
Went off on the Kings last year. So, yeah, there's that aspect as well. As like, yeah, you're playing a team that isn't good, but last year we saw you play teams that weren't good and you would let anybody go off. So they didn't do that last night, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'll take it. I think they played good defensively. We'll talk about it. Kevin Herter having three blocks is wild. Absolutely wild. But there are a lot of positives to take away from that game. We'll talk about it, man. That big three, man. They get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar is incredible. Keegan had a weird game. Malik was Malik. New Club Malik shirt, by the way, available over at D1KC.com for the
Let's
first time
go.
Today. For the first time
I need a
That was top tier right there.
I'm going
to
need that.
That's a Dave Garcia special. Head over to D1KC.com right now. You'll see it right there on the front page. Everything is 30% off. Kings get their first win. Sale drops. Brand new merch from Dave Garcia. Club Malik's.
This is my first time seeing this. This is fun. I need a Malik's hoodie. This is fire.
Club Malik's. I believe it's House of Vibes.
Yeah, show the class.
Yeah, I'm working.
I need a Malik's. Yeah, this is cold right here. This is cold.
There's a crew neck up there.
I don't know which one, the crew or the hoodie. I don't know which one. Bro, I think I might get a crew.
You can do what Delivery Joe does, because Delivery Joe...
Did he already put the order in?
He bought it the second the tweet went up. The second the tweet went up, he had it. There it is. Club Malik's House of Vibes. It's official.
Oh, yeah. Hell
we
yeah.
We open for business,
hell
baby.
Yeah.
Y'all see what it is, man. Go cop your order. Again, it's 30% off today. I actually made it 30% off for the week, man. So, we need the Kings to keep getting victories, man. We'll keep coming up with ideas. But Club Malik's.
Soren's got it. Club Malik's, 705 J Street.
No. World famous. Two dance floors, upstairs, downstairs.
Which was the one that was crazy? Was it downstairs?
No, upstairs was pretty wild.
Well,
upstairs was the one Reese would be on.
Well, I'm saying, like, just filthy.
No, that was Tanel.
Tanel was
nasty. Tanel was nasty. Just hot, humidity, Mateen Cleaves breath. Like, it was just hot. Yeah, no good, man. No good.
Oh, man.
So we're just getting started, man. We've got a lot to talk about with this game. And let's start with the balance of minutes. Let's talk about Keon Ellis. And let's talk about what Mike said as well. We'll talk about Kevin Herter. We'll talk about much more, man. We'll take a look around the NBA as well. Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. If you haven't heard the latest Heat Check podcast, man, you are missing out. You got to hear that joint. And then Jason Jones, I'm sure, will be very happy to recap what is going on in the World Series.
I got a doctor's appointment at 3 o'clock.
That's unfortunate. See the one, KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. On Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Yeah. Y'all are funny, man.
For Damian.
Y'all are funny.
Real quick.
Yep.
While you're handling it,
this is stressful.
I gotta tell, you know, my people. Shout out Prize Picks, man.
Hey, Prize Picks, baby.
I got a nice little win last night.
Yep.
It wasn't what it could have been, okay. but this is the great thing about Prize Picks. I still won. I had a little five play, you know, a little Sacramento Kings, some beam money. You know, I had that going down. You know, and with a little extra on the side. Yeah. A little extra on the side because, you know, I saw an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I needed Keegan Murray more than 6 rebounds. He got 8. Shout out to my guy, Keegan.
Did.
He got
4 on the offensive end and 4 on the defensive end.
He had like 4 total in the first quarter.
He was working his ass off yesterday.
It happened late, but shout out to Malik. I had more than 1.5 3-pointers. He ended up with 3. Shout out to my guy. Then I had 2 other NBA ones. Zach LaVine more than 21 points. He got 30. Jalen Green more than 17.5 points. He had 36 on the night. The only thing that didn't hit... Domas Sabonis. I had him more than 19 points. He had 16 on the night. Then he even came back in the game. I thought he was going to be done for the night. He even came back into the game late, and he just wouldn't shoot the ball. Well, I said, shoot the ball. We're up 17. Go get yours, Domas. Go get yours. But it wasn't to be. But this is the great thing about Prize Picks. Like I said, I still won. I didn't get them all, but I still won a little something, something.
I like
you know,
it.
My lineup was good enough to get a little something, man. So download the app today. Use the code KIFM to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KIFM to get $50 instantly after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
Excellent.
Did you play yesterday?
I didn't play yesterday. Not out of – I forgot.
Yeah,
I mean, we were here till I just forgot to set the lineup.
We were here till 10 minutes ago.
Well, sometimes it feels like that, man. Sometimes it feels like that. I did order everyone coffee. There's a good chance I screwed it all up. So just be prepared for that.
Don't worry about it.
And we also got an email that I got too excited when placing my order for the new Malik's hoodie, and all of the information is wrong. Please cancel it as soon as possible. This is great. I love you guys. This is terrific.
What?
No, I'm not. Nothing going on here.
What?
All right, I got you.
Hold on. How bad do you have to mess up in order to be like, yeah, red alert, cancel all of that?
It's all like, the information.
Yeah, like,
also, just so we're clear.
What's going on here?
This isn't like Macy's. I don't even know if I can. Like, I'm just looking, like, is there a way? Like, how can I cancel
Somebody's
this?
Getting a Malik's
more actions.
Hoodie sent to Singapore. So.
Request erase merge. Oh, this is terrible.
It's going to be sent to London somewhere.
That's probably going to happen. And quite honestly, you're just going to have to deal. You're going to have to go find it in London.
Or is that where? San Jose, California? They put San Jose, Costa Rica.
Send it out to Toby.
Hey, B-Dub, man. Hey, Garcia, I mean, what's up, man? You know, I see you, you know, Beam Money. Let's put it on a underdog. Put it on a shirt. Beam Money. It's taking over. It's taking over.
I don't like that. It feels uncomfortable. But it's cool. I mean, do what you got to do. Beam Money. Yeah, sorry to the person who sent that. There's absolutely nothing I can do for you right now. I'm sorry. Yeah,
some nice young lady in Costa Rica is gonna have a Malik.
They're gonna love it. They're gonna love it.
We're gonna be so big in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, who knows how big D'Lo and KC would be if KC had just taken a picture with Patrick Willis on Sunday.
Honestly,
yeah, I'm not gonna let that one down, and I don't deserve to.
Nope.
I don't deserve to.
Hey, what's up, man? You want a picture? No, jerk.
Move, little fella.
Beat it, kid.
What is the only thing Conor McGregor ever did that I liked is when he told Draymond to stay in school. He said, I don't even know who you are, but stay in school, kid.
That was fantastic. Yeah, he gets a win for that. He gets a win for that. To our friend who frantically placed the order, I believe I got the address changed for you. It's no longer going to Costa Rica.
Oh, there we go.
We got
there
you.
We go. Yeah.
Malik's Club Malik's hoodie on the way. Head over to
DLOKC.com. I'm hyped up about that one.
That's all Dave, too. Yeah. Dave was just like, hey, I got an idea, and he sent it. I was like, I've just been holding it. We've had it all summer.
Oh, snap.
I've just been holding on to it.
I meant to ask Malik about Malik's. When I saw him, I was going to ask him, but he was busy. He was busy. I was like, nah, I ain't going to talk to him. Be like, hey, man, we are men of our word here. We said if you resign, we would get you a club.
He got the Pizza Guy Club instead.
He did.
That's an interesting commercial.
I haven't paid attention to it.
Yeah, I haven't seen where he's sitting. He's like, people ask me why I stayed. I stayed for the fans. I stayed for the team. I stayed for the blah, 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 blah. Most of all, I stayed for the pizza because I'm a pizza guy.
And scene.
I haven't paid attention to it. I'm going to have to see it now.
You just watched it right now.
That was it.
That was great. It. That was his Malik, too. That was some good stuff.
That was it.
Damien tries to act like he can't act, bro.
Come on, man. Come on. Don't let him play you like that. My man, if the camera's rolling, he going to go to work.
Oh, this whole thing is an act. What are you talking about? D-Lo is the biggest work in history. I'm a shy introvert. Y'all leave me alone.
Oh, man. I'm going to watch that on the commercial.
You need to watch the video I sent you.
Oh, no, I've seen it. Yeah. I need time.
Yeah, no.
I need time. I can't watch that during the show.
If there was a way I could pull it up on the screen, I would, but it's one of my favorite TikToks. There's like 10 of them, but they're all kind of the same audio. So I was like, it's women watching football when guys have interesting ways of calling plays. Terrific. It was terrific. We saw in the Kings' victory last night, we saw the minutes kind of balance out a little bit. DeMar DeRozan, 33. Keegan, 33. Domas and De'Aaron topped the minutes chart with 35 apiece. And then Kevin Huerter, again, indicative of how he played yesterday, he played 32. Malik, 18. Keon, 14. Trey got 15. Alex Lynn, 7. Jordan, 5, and then McDermott and the Joneses played in garbage time, with all due respect. Mm. That, I'm sure, on the first night of a back-to-back, and I think everyone who spoke yesterday, whether it was at their locker or at the podium, brought up getting a win at home before heading out on the road trip. Mm. So the fact that things were kind of centered, were able to center here a little bit, and you didn't have to run Malik 30 minutes. You didn't have to run Keegan or DeMar 40.
Right.
Certainly helps them over this kind of bizarre next four games. It's kind of weird. Like they start in Utah. We'll talk more about the trip itself later, but they start with the Jazz. Obviously, that's tonight. Then they're off to Toronto. And then they just go straight down to Atlanta before playing Miami and heading home.
I don't know. I don't know what this is all about.
Yeah, that's I don't know, man. That's an interesting schedule. I don't think I've ever seen one like that
before.
Especially
so early.
Starting in Denver, starting in Utah, like on your way. That's not unusual.
Right.
Just the bizarre north and then straight south.
Down. Usually you go north like that, you're playing two
New
games.
York, yeah, you're playing a couple of teams up there. Get Minnesota in there or something. Mm-hmm. You're doing something, but no. Not for the Kings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I also won't complain. We talked about this a little bit yesterday about and we've been saying it, is give this team time to kind of find themselves, get used to each other offensively and defensively, and get a feel, get into a rhythm. No disrespect to any of these teams, but we got to have real conversations about it. I'd much rather them try to figure things out against Portland, Utah, Atlanta, Toronto, as opposed to if they had to take a trip where they had to play Boston, New York, Philly, all these teams that they're hard enough to beat when you're when you do understand what you're trying to do, let alone you're trying to figure some stuff out. So a game like last night, hopefully, a couple more games on this road trip where the talent level on the other side isn't one that's going to make you pay for this learning curve that you're on right now and take advantage of it. It's not guaranteed. Nobody's going to hand you a win, but you've got an opportunity to learn, about your team while not playing championship contenders, take advantage of that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Keon Ellis, as we mentioned, he played 14 minutes last night. I think he was one of the first guys off the bench, if I remember correctly.
He came in the first. Him and Malik came in together.
I thought so. Yeah. And he, Mike acknowledged before the game, as he has, excuse me, several times, that he's still figuring out lineups. He's still figuring out rotations. He's still figuring out minutes distribution, all of that stuff. Like he's still getting that figured out. Mm-hmm. And he also acknowledged that Keon might be a situational player moving forward, which was something that we asked yesterday. I think we asked James that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think that was going to be a thing, but Mike kind of acknowledged that it might be. And I told you that I thought, of course, when the team wins, you see a certain number of points on each side. You can, 98 points. This is a decent defensive effort. Mm-hmm. A kickback immediately as well. Yeah, Portland's kind of terrible. But if I want to see it a different way, that was a pretty decent defensive effort. And Keon was on the court. Mm. Well, I've got it figured out. The Kings are better defensively if Keon's on the court.
There's a correlation right there.
It's not unfair to ask that question, though. Mm-hmm. It's not unfair to ask that question. And anyone who does pose that, just remind you that they were playing the Portland Trailblazers last night, who aren't a very good team. But if you can start establishing things, and that's the important part of what you said to start this show that I hope is right, when you said that's a good team getting a win. Like, that's the ups, the downs, whatever, but in the end, you win by 13 or whatever. Mm. I need a couple more of those. I'm not suggesting you got to go 4-0 on this road trip, though I'd love for you to, and I think you're more than capable of doing it. But, yeah, has Utah won yet?
Utah has not won yet.
I don't think Atlanta's good, but that's me.
Mm-hmm. They lost to Washington last night.
Toronto's not good. And then, you know, Miami. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got a chance to kind of, again, every single person who spoke yesterday brought up the importance of getting a win at home before heading out on the road. If all of them didn't bring it up, damn near. I know Kevin did. I know Malik did at his locker. Mm-hmm. They brought up still learning each other. Mm-hmm. Still figuring things out on the floor. Like, they brought that up. And so it's like, okay, if they're talking about it, there's got to be some validity to it. Yeah. It's one thing for us to hypothesize, oh, they're still trying to figure things out on the floor. It's another thing for Kevin to be like, yeah, we're still trying to figure things out on the floor. 5 minutes after Malik, who's not even in the same vicinity as him, goes, yeah, we're still trying to figure things out on the floor. Mm-hmm. Like, when everybody is saying the same thing, at some point, we've got to believe them.
Right.
And so it seems, man, with practice all but over for the time being, mm-hmm. get out there and establish some habits against these so far into the season bad basketball teams.
Yeah, and you, one of the things that we've talked about, but maybe we lose sight of sometimes, is you not only are adding a piece in DeMar DeRozan, that's a pretty integral piece. Like, it's not just it's not like a better version of Harrison. And when I say that about Harrison, like, oh, Harrison just kind of stood in the corner and, you know, got his shots and get in where he fit in. No, DeMar, like, we're running stuff for him, and mm-hmm. he's the center point of action on the offensive end. So you got to get used to that. But two of the rotational guys weren't even there for a lot of that time when they were trying to get used to him. Talking about Kevin Huerter and Trey Lyles, because they were out with injuries. So they're using these games to try to understand how DeMar DeRozan plays out there. And you got Mike Brown, who's still trying to figure out the rotation situation. So it's a lot of factors going on, a lot of moving parts. I'm not against the notion of Keon being a situational player. One of the reasons why I feel that way is because, hey, if that's what gets him on the court, I'll take it, because I want him to play. Sure. You know, I want him to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me, hey, the only way he's going to play is if we look at it situationally, if you're asking for more than that, then we'll just say we won't play him, we'll go a different way. No, that's fine. give me the situational stuff, and I'll take him in those situations and bank on maybe he can work his way into being an every game type rotational player, because I think he's that valuable and that important on a nightly basis. So I understand what Mike is saying. We even look back to that Lakers game, and we talk about the 21-0 run. Like, mm-hmm. Where was he going to come in and play at that time? You know what I mean? Were he going to come in and guard LeBron? No. So, if LeBron's going off and you're like, all right, we need to go to the bench, you're probably not looking at Keon.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably looking maybe at Trey or, I don't know, you throw a Isaiah Crawford on him or something like that. It wouldn't have been Keon in that, and that's where the situational thing comes into play.
And the situational stuff may also have to do with the makeup of the rest of the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Malik was 6'9", you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe there are other things that you could do, but right. The fact that you've got De'Aaron, Malik, Keon, you know, all kind of hovering around the same, that's difficult, mm-hmm. especially against a team like the Lakers. I don't have an issue, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to reserve opinion on Keon being a situational player, but I guess I understand what Mike is talking about. I'll just say sometimes you get thrown to the wolves and you play okay. Like, that's what happened to him last year. Like, we don't have a choice. Yeah. Like, go do it. And while I don't think the team was well, I don't think the team was good because of Keon. They weren't good because a ton of points and a ton of assists were gone. Mm-hmm. A playmaker was gone. The entire way the Sacramento Kings played got wiped out because no one bought anyone but De'Aaron Fox trying to make a play. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, no matter... You can use what happened at the end of last season with Keon Ellis to frame your argument, no matter what side of the argument you're on. Like, you can use it for either one. It's just, I don't know, man. He's a good ball. The one thing I feel like it does is I feel like it kind of validates my initial feelings about what Monty McNair said. I don't think they really thought they in the walls of the Sacramento Kings buildings. I don't think they ever thought Keon was
foundational type.
Yeah, I don't think they ever thought he was going to replace Kevin or be a starter or anything along those lines. I think they feel, and Mike gave us a look into this window, I think, they thought Keon outplayed his role last year. To me, that's different than saying, yeah, Keon established himself as a player last year. Like, those two things aren't the same to me. Keon outplayed his role last year. Keon has established himself as a player. Those are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm being critical of Mike's words, but I think what Mike said lends validation to what I thought Monty McNair said at Summer League, and they never thought he was the guy.
And to be honest with you, as much as I like Keon,
for this team at least,
yeah. As much as I like Keon and believe in him, I can understand that. I can understand that train of thought. Like, I like Keon Ellis. I believe in what he can be. I'm, you know, the one that said, yo, he's got all defensive type of ability. But I can also play devil's advocate and see somebody on the other side be like, you going to the Western Conference Finals with Keon Ellis as your starting two guard? Keon Ellis. Mm-hmm. I get that. I understand it. I would say that's a little unfair. I think he's better than, you know, maybe people give him credit for. But I understand also Monty McNair and Mike Brown saying, like, look, we ain't just trying to get to the playoffs. Yeah, we could just get to the playoffs maybe as Keon being the starting two guard. We went out and got DeMar DeRozan and did all this so we can try to be borderline contenders. We're going to need a little bit more. We're going to need 2 years ago Kevin Huerter if we want to do that. You know what I mean? And then we bring Keon in, and he bolsters the depth of the roster.
Mm-hmm.
He bolsters what we do. But if we have big-time aspirations, we're going to need a little bit more than what Keon brings to the table. And I understand that. I get it.
You want to hear something awesome? Can Kyle hear this? I just had coffee sent to my house.
Wait, was it you who ordered the Malik's to the wrong address too?
It wasn't. No, it's good. So when you go to my house, there'll be coffee waiting for you at the door, Kyle. Just sitting there, right there at the door. Whenever it'll all be iced coffee by the time you get there, so it'll be awesome. No, you don't need to do that. This is
why he's the greatest media person in Sacramento. This is what greatness looks like.
No, that's good. That's good. It's just sitting there on the door.
That cracks me up. That cracks me up.
So if anyone needs some coffee, just walk. Just
might as well text your neighbor, bro. This coffee if you want it.
Go help yourself.
Kyle says literally he's going right now.
Go help yourself.
Oh, man. We could just put it in the microwave when it gets here.
So stupid.
Oh, man. It happens. You're trying to do a radio show at the same time.
I've been backwards all day, man. I don't know why. Like, the day started just fine, and then, like, nothing happened. It was just, like, I felt everything, like, shift. It was very odd.
The energy shifted.
Poor D-Lo got kicked out of the handoff.
I did.
When it started?
No, it's
because you kind of did walk in. You're like, oh, I've been bamboozled or whatever.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. I feel like it's, well, as P-Dub says, your coffee's going to Costa Rica. Well,
that's today's title right there.
Some little family in Costa Rica getting a free Starbucks.
Getting Starbucks and Malik's hoodies. I can't even take myself seriously sometimes, man.
Oh, man. Oh, look, when you talk about what happened this morning, can I give a big shout out? They probably aren't listening right now, but it's okay. Maybe their parents are. I want to give a big shout out to the Florin High Flag football team. I met them this morning. Career day at Florin High School. And they were like, oh, for real? You do this? You on this show? Man, shout us out, man. We got a playoff game today.
Let's go.
They got a playoff game today. And shout out to Florin High's flag football team. Mm-hmm. I kept it real with them, though. I told them, hey, I'm rooting for you guys. I want you guys to do work. But if you play my CK McClatchy Lions, I got to go for the Lions.
You turned in on the kids, huh? You turned on the kids.
No, I let them know off top. But they were like, no, we ain't going to play them. I was like, oh, well, I'm rocking with you guys the whole time. It's all good. So shout out to the young ladies.
All right. I'm all for
it. It was the quarterback, the wide receiver, and the linebacker.
Since we're doing shout-outs, and we'll get back to the Kings, we'll talk about Kevin Herter, man. He was really good. Shout-out in a different way, man. That Charvarius Ward story is terrible.
I've seen the news. I don't even know what happened. Like, I don't know the details of it. I've seen it, and that's just...
Yeah, for those who haven't seen that post from the San Francisco 49ers... Wow. Charvarius Ward lost his one-year-old daughter. Man, I don't have kids, but my goodness, man, I could not fathom what that brother is going through now.
No lie, that's why I hadn't even wanted to read the details. Obviously, I got a one-year-old baby. I can't imagine nothing. I pray for him. I pray for that family. And, yeah, man. Prayers are with you guys, man. That is tough.
Shout out to Charvarius Ward, man.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll get back to the Kings. We'll take a look around the NBA. Boy, what a night for Paolo Banchero. Goodness gracious.
Did I say he was going to make all NBA? I can't remember for real.
Don't remember, but I'll give it to you because you're pretty high on Paolo this year.
Yeah, you were really
high on
Paolo.
Maybe I just said he was top 25. Maybe that's what I said.
I think that's what you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, you were you might have, but you were really high on Paolo, and he's showing out. And yesterday was spectacular. Some interesting records around the league as well. We'll touch on that. But first, there's things to talk about with the Sacramento Kings. Kevin Herter being one, the big three being another. That's all ahead here. With D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. So to answer the question, there was a clip of the Bloodline reuniting that was circulating all over social media. Apparently that was recorded for this Friday SmackDown.
Oh.
So SmackDown won't be live because Crown Jewel's in Saudi Arabia.
I always wondered that.
Yeah.
Do they always do that?
For
Saudi ones?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Yo, they just, hop on the flight and they're there.
Yeah, they pre-record SmackDown and they'll get there a few days early, do a bunch of... Honestly, I don't know what they're allowed to do there. So they'll do whatever they'll do, and then the show will happen, which is clearly taking the place. It's like their biggest show of the year now. These Saudi shows, these Crown Jewel shows are their biggest shows of the year. WrestleMania is still, like, I understand WrestleMania is the biggest, but this, to me, I think this is their, to them, internally.
Royal Rumble and all that?
Oh, yeah. Internally, absolutely. Internally, I think this is the most important thing they do every year.
Nothing really happens there.
No, nothing ever happens.
I think for making money,
but,
yeah.
But, like, look, they're doing this Crown Jewel, like, they're doing a champion versus champion thing. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
They're doing the Bloodline match.
Yeah, that's...
That's crazy.
That's a Royal Rumble.
That's a huge attraction. Mm-hmm. That sells out. That could sell out a stadium mm-hmm. in the United States, and they're doing it over there.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say, and I think I have it
right. Let them have Goldberg. Like, leave the Bloodline matches here.
People almost didn't come back.
Well, I think there's multiple times people haven't almost come back from these trips. Man. They just don't talk about it.
Man. The one thing I will say about that, though, is it is the Bloodline match is like a tag match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little different than Solo versus Roman.
Well, no, but that feels huge to me, though.
It's a big deal.
Original Bloodline, like Roman's Bloodline versus Solo's Bloodline.
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal, but it's like I think what they're eventually going to do is Roman versus Solo for the tribal chief title.
Okay.
And that's what everybody's really looking at, because it feels like once they establish the tribal chief, people will just fall in line.
No, because you still got Dwayne that you have to deal with.
I forgot.
I swear, if Roman don't beat the dog crap out of Dwayne.
I forgot. Then Jacob is lurking as the
yeah
the
Jacob
one.
Yeah, he's whatever is next for this Bloodline thing, it's him.
They could
there's probably another brother somewhere that we just haven't read about.
They could kick that down the road, though, if they need to. They could have Jacob really come into his own like a year from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Kyle added some sound to our board. I don't know what it is, so we're gonna find out together.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. They're so unserious.
Well, they're okay. Well, that's good. I'll have to label that one. And then we got another one here.
Kangs.
Okay.
Oh, that's me. I didn't even realize.
You didn't recognize that was you?
Oh, my gosh. They're so unserious.
Who did you think that was?
I don't know who the hell it was.
Casey's like, who's this jabroni?
Kangs.
Been a weird day. Been a real weird day. I don't know what's going on out here.
Oh,
but
man, I swear I didn't recognize that was me till the Kangs won. I was like, oh, that's good.
This whole week, I think, went to hell the second he turned down Patrick Willis's picture.
Honestly, like today, I thought today was Wednesday up until about 11:45.
I genuinely don't know what day it is on a day-to-day basis.
I was telling Jen Enders about, oh, that reminds me. After I tell you this, I got something to
say. Got to tell me something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was telling Jen about the Patrick Willis thing and how I didn't have the hoodie on because, well, I didn't wear merch today when I was at a career fair and probably should have worn merch. So I was telling her about that.
We're not going to make it, bro. We're not going to make it. It's too difficult.
It is.
The killer was I didn't even think about it till I was there, and I was like, oh, I probably should have wore merch. That's all bad.
No worse than showing up to a workout and there's Katie in her 106.5 shirt, and I'm thinking, oh, that's right. That's my bad.
I gotta get back on my merch game. See me. Man. I'm about to cook. But I was telling her about it and the whole Patrick Willis thing, and I was like, I was wearing the crew neck. She's like, Yeah, you probably should have took the picture.
When Jen Enders tells you screwed up, like, do you realize?
Imagine Jen going, way to go, you goof.
Yeah, can you imagine Jen Enders turning around talking crap about you? This guy. Hey, new Aaron, get a load of this guy over here.
She's like, yeah, maybe. But, you know, she did it very nice. She's like, Yeah. Well, next time. I don't know if I'll meet
Jen is our again. Is our HR person. So, yeah, no, the next time you're on the field with Patrick Willis and Jason Verrett in a D'Lo and Casey crew neck, just take the picture.
Yeah, that's it. That's
Jen
it.
Turns to the side to the next person. Yeah, that's never happening again.
But I got to give a shout out to Audrey, Jen's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Jen talked about this, Audrey. Settle down. She's dealing with another concussion. So
yeah,
settle down, calm down. D'Lo and Casey said, just relax, sit down a little bit, kick your feet up, and chill out. I told Jen I would say that.
Okay. Well, hopefully she's listening. And if she is, I have a lot of questions.
they wheeled the TV into the classroom.
Well,
put on D'Lo and Casey.
916-909-1320. Well, at least we're not the only ones who don't know what day it is.
It's been a day for everyone. Yeah.
Let's get our man TC in here. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what's good, baby?
What's up with my two brothers, Jesse in the back? Hey, can y'all hear me clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just tapping in. I'm on a Bluetooth. I want to make sure y'all got me. Hey, I'm trying to tell y'all about Kevin.
Hey, real quick. No. Real quick. When you say you're on a Bluetooth, does that mean you have one of those things in your ear?
No, he got the one around the neck. Yeah.
Nah, I got my, listen, I had my headphones in, bro. For some reason, it was bad reception, so I had to get off of that, man. I got to be right.
Okay.
You know me.
Okay, TC. All right, TC. I see you, boy. Okay.
TC, go ahead, TC. I'm going to let you rock. I got to tell a story.
Hey, nah, listen, check it out, though. So Kevin Herter, man, he found himself. This the velvet we talking about we want to see, right? DeMarwin Nuclear.
Yep.
The voice, hey, the band was nice. I know we was playing Portland. We got Utah tonight. We don't want to get too excited, but I'm starting to see it. I seen it. Mm. We were just missing shots against Minnesota, really against LA also, bro. But, like, I see it, y'all. And if Velvet is back to himself again, we're scary, big dog. That's all I got. Go ahead, Kenny.
Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
Well, no.
You do it. You do it, Kenny.
What the hell's going on out there?
No. TC,
we got callers throwing it to the host now.
Come on, go ahead.
Damien, your thoughts?
No, I was just going to say, TC, yesterday I was talking about the 49ers and about, you know, how if they stopped turning the ball over and, you know, be good on offense could lead to more wins. TC texted me and said, stop caping for the Niners.
Oh, man. Wow. Well.
Oh, man.
TC didn't ask my opinion, but Kevin Herter, I mean.
He was hooping
last
night. He was hooping last night.
I'll give this through all of what TC said there. Kevin Herter is playing some good ball the last couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he had a great game against Minnesota. But he definitely had a good game against L.A., definitely had a really good game last night, 4-9 from 3, 18 points, 7-12 from the field for Kevin. And he might wind up – we might watch him kind of in that Harrison Barnes vein where I think it was after the trade we looked up like when Harrison scored like 15, 16, 17, something like that, and what the Kings' record was. And it was something obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like they were just so good when he scored at that level. That could wind up being something we do with Kevin in 2 months, where we look at games where he scores like 16 plus and see what that looks like.
Yeah.
It's a little too early to tell. He was, you know, I brought up the three blocks, like, and I mentioned L.A., like, I didn't feel like, because we joked about the minus 29 and the LeBron run and all of that, I actually thought he played well defensively. And I keep getting called back to him last year talking about he wasn't in the condition, he didn't start the season in the condition that he needed to be in to play the way that the Kings wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that is the case this year. I think he entered this season in top form.
I agree.
And as P-Dub has pointed out, he ditched the headband.
Well, there's that
it's
too.
It's a game changer.
So did fake Kevin Herter. He ditched the headband too.
Well, you got to. Yeah. You got to.
He knows what time it is. But to your point, he looks good out there. Mm-hmm. Just like you just look at him play. Like he looks good. He looks like he's in great shape, like you mentioned. He looks like he's got a grasp of what his role is on this team. And somebody in the chat says it, our guy Brian Cruz, and they're right. Between the blocks last night and then on Saturday,
yeah,
the deflections, he's active on the defensive end.
I think
end.
He had six on Saturday. I think that's the number I was hearing,
yeah,
was six.
And that it matches up with what I remember. Nobody's saying he's Bruce Bowen out there, but he's active. He's mm-hmm. active. He's being a part of what's going on out there on the defensive end. And I think that's all you can ask of Kevin, is just be engaged on the defensive end. And he's a high IQ player as well. So while he may not be a lockdown defender, he understands where you got to be on the defensive end for help side, for mm-hmm. you know, reading passes, reading offenses, and using that to his advantage to be effective on the defensive end. So I love the way he's been playing. And last night, the offense matched up because he was hitting. I mean, another 4 of 9. I think he was 4 of 9 on Saturday too, but another 4 of 9 performance from beyond the arc, 7 of 12. And last night, we talked about the rotations. Last night, something was given up a little bit. We talked about something has to go a little bit if you want a Keon Ellis out there. And this was maybe circumstantial because of the lead and everything, but Malik only played 19 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things everybody was talking about was, I need him 28 to 30 minutes a night. Well, mm-hmm. That'll wipe out Keon's minutes a lot of the time if you do that. Last night it was 19 minutes for Malik Monk. I don't think Kevin Herter's always going to play 33 minutes, so sure, maybe some of those minutes go to Keon, and that's where you can find some more time for him. But last night, one of those things that we said were people said all summer were locks that had to happen, didn't happen, and it allowed Keon to get into the game.
Yeah, that and that's why when we started the show, it was like, we're here to tell the story of the game, not what happened in it. You know what happened in it. What's the story? I don't know that there is one. Like, they built the lead because you said it perfectly right there. What we saw with Malik and probably, I guess, Keon too, and all the was probably circumstantial to the fact that they were up 26. Mm-hmm. And Mike's thinking, I can buy these guys time. We literally play tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we play tomorrow on the road, the first of four. So how can I kind of spell these guys as much as possible? And I think that's a little bit of what we, I think that's a little bit of what we saw in terms of, like, because DeMar had been, I think, 40 plus both games.
Yeah.
Keegan had been like 30, or excuse me, 43.
He had 40 in there, yeah.
He had a 43.
Yeah.
And like to, and maybe that's a really, really good Minnesota team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a damn good Laker team that suffered their first loss against Phoenix last night.
Mm.
You know, maybe
LeBron didn't want to make shots last night. Come on, man.
Well, he started his career in Sacramento, so he always wants to. He always has a, you know, anytime Sacramento rolls into the famed Crypto.com arena.
I really hope Ham asks him about that when he comes.
I hope so. No one ever asks him.
Yeah. We the only ones that think about that?
I don't know. Maybe they don't know. I mean, Sean Cunningham's been forever. You think he would know?